Okay, Ryan Connolly, your thoughts after that?
Sure, what chance do we have? What chance do we have with what's gone on in the game there? Probably shouldn't say anything or probably get in trouble, but like, what chance have we got? Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're 2-0 up. Everything's fair. I think it's fair in the first half, second half. It's just all Shamrock Rovers, all one way direction. It's a joke.
This game is going to be remembered for, I mean, I've described it as 5 minutes of madness. It really was. 3 penalties given in such a short space of time. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Me neither. So what chance have we got, like? 5 minutes, 3 penalties in 5 minutes. Maybe one of them was a penalty. But anyways, what can we do? We're out of the cup. We move on.
Yeah, such a horrible way for the season to end, because, okay, Harps come into this tie as the underdogs, but, I mean, the way he's played in the first half, you really, really put it up the Rovers tonight.
Yeah, well, look, we knew coming into this game it was going to be difficult. We felt ourselves in the dressing room. I think we all felt the only chance Shamrock Rovers have of getting beaten this cup is up in Ballybuffet here tonight. Can't see them, because whoever went through got a home draw in the semi-final. We can't see them getting beaten Tallaght, and we can't see them getting beaten the Aviva. With the way the pitch is, we thought it was a bit of a leveller. We get in their faces, pressed them, unsettled them. I think we did that brilliantly in the first half. I think it showed we were 2-0 up, I think deservedly so. We could have maybe conceded one, but listen, your luck was a bit on our side. And then second half, God only knows.
Well, listen, it's Shamrock Rovers who advance, as you say, and it brings an end to what's been a very, very strange season. It's a long time ago now since you and I spoke after that game in the Brandywell, a 1-1 draw that night was your first goal for Harps. How have you found it this season? I mean, the question is, will you be here next year? I suppose maybe that's unfair to ask it at the end of tonight's game.
Yeah, it's been a strange season. I don't know whether I'll be here or not next year. I'll probably speak to Ollie this week whether he wants me or not. That's the first question, whether I'll be here. After that, look, we'll just have to wait and see. The season is a funny one, like, isn't it? You know, with COVID, everything's just up in the air at the minute with life, I suppose. But listen, you just got to get on with it and try to take the positives from day to day and move on. You know, I've enjoyed training, I've enjoyed coming up, enjoyed the games, enjoyed the boys. You know, there's been no negative really all season. You know, all we can do is just get on with it, and, you know, fair play to the boys and the coaching staff and everyone in the background. You know, the club has been absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and you've played your part in what's been a good season for Harps, staying in the Premier Division, avoiding the playoffs as well, which doesn't happen too often. So all in all, positive campaign.
Yeah, positive, I suppose. I probably sound a bit like Ollie here now, being maybe a little bit negative, but I still think the group should have done better. Like, but look, the season, the league table doesn't lie at the end of the season. I felt we, as a group, we had more potential. I mean, we finished 5 points behind Sligo, and if you look back at some of the games where we left points behind, but look, the league table doesn't lie at the end of the season. Look, it's been a positive season. It's been a good season for Finn Harps, and hopefully we can push on now and go again next year, maybe.